morning. It's the Playhouse. Y94, the number one hit music station. Hi, I'm Zero. That's Joel D. filling in for ABK. And this is Group Therapy.
It's Group Therapy on the Y94 Morning Playhouse.
A member of the Playhouse family seeking your sage wisdom, your advice this morning to kind of push forward with something they're dealing with. And today that is Alicia. Alicia, can you roll through it for us?
Yeah. So my best friend is on a business trip and she's coming back. And her boyfriend just called me and he told me that he wants to propose at the airport when she lands. And yeah, he wants my help planning it, but I know that she's been thinking about dumping him, and so I don't know what to do.
So you'd be helping prepare a proposal that you think might get rejected. That sounds like fun.
Yeah.
All right, we'll talk about some of the options that maybe could come to mind for people, okay?
Thank you.
Okay. Maybe you just warn the friend and see what she wants you to do. Could you warn the friend? Because like, it's not like she wants to say yes. She's thinking about breaking up with the guy.
Oh, goodness gracious. Giving me anxiety just thinking about all the situations that are happening right now. Because both sides, like, you're gonna ruin it. Because he's gonna propose, and then you ruin the proposal. But you're also gonna propose and get rejected. So you're gonna break somebody's heart by saying don't do it. I don't know what side of the fence I'd want to be on.
So here's a crazy way for you to look at it, there, Joel D. Because some people just like to. I don't know if your friend's a complainer. Some people are just complainers.
True.
There's a chance that she could have complained about this guy, talked about breaking up with this guy, and lo and behold, if he were to propose, she would say yes. There are people that maybe part of why she's so mad is he hasn't proposed yet.
I mean, that's why divorces happen, because then they say yes when they shouldn't have said yes the first time, you know? So
maybe that's what's really going on here.
Just let it be.
So I wouldn't put. God.
It's
you
tough.
Warn the friend, because then you're ruining your proposal. She is interested in the guy. How sure? Maybe you could ask, hey, are you still thinking of breaking up with him? I know I'm calling you on your business trip or whatever it was. Still thinking of breaking up with this guy?
Yeah, I mean, I don't. Like, if I had to pick and you were 100% sure that your friend is going to break up with this guy, tell the friend and be like, this is the situation. He's going to propose to you. But, like, kind of lead into it, like, hey, so how was the relationship between you and so-and-so? And then if she says it again, just be like, boom, flat out say it, drop the bomb.
You got to be pretty sure, I think, that that's done. You got to be pretty sure if you're going to go ahead and let her know. But I do like the idea of doing a little bit of reconnaissance first.
Or we are in 2024, and you could just go to the airport and watch the denial and get it on video and
you TikTok,
go viral.
Yeah, go viral. Any thoughts? 4237, it's text 35270. Her friend has mentioned she might be breaking up with a guy that has now asked her for help planning a proposal. And she's like, oh, great. Do I help plan this when I think she's going to say no? 237, it's text 35270.
Check it. Wake it.
Wake it up.
Y94.
And it's Playhouse, Y94. Sometimes the solution you need is going to come from an unlikely place. Somebody that just has no bias, no skin in the game whatsoever. This is Group Therapy.
Chime in now. It's Group Therapy on the Y94 Morning Playhouse.
Been visiting so far with Playhouse family member Alicia, who told us this.
Yeah, so my best friend is on a business trip and she's coming back. And her boyfriend just called me and he told me that he wants to propose at the airport when she lands. And yeah, he wants my help planning it, but I know that she's been thinking about dumping him. And so I don't know what to do.
What would you do if you were pretty sure that he was getting dumped, but he was about to propose? Would you warn him, warn her, warn anybody, just sit and watch?
Okay, so this is going to sound really crazy, but I mean, that's just how my mind works. Make sure the guy does not get to the airport by any means necessary. Like, give him a flat tire, like, just something to make sure he doesn't get to the airport. That way he never gets to ask the question at the airport. Gives her time to get in and break up with him.
So your advice is slash his tires so that she has time to run away.
Gosh.
Yeah, something. Yeah, definitely.
You know how they say there's no such thing as a bad idea? You've maybe proven that wrong. That's a really bad idea.
I mean, I understand the play that you're trying to go for. Like, make sure he's, like, delayed or something like that. But You can't be slashing people's tires.
Yeah. I don't know if that's really the best route, but we appreciate you calling in to the Playhouse this morning. Joel, do you see anything in the text club there?
Yeah. Text club saying it sounds like your friend's boyfriend is ready to take their relationship to the next level. So perhaps try to find a way to have a conversation with your friend before he actually gets to the airport. And being open and honest and having conversations about their feelings. It's better, and then somebody else said it's better to address things honestly. So maybe warn the boyfriend that this is actually going to be happening. Ooh, that's bold.
Hey, just saying, no, she's probably going to break up with you. You might not want to propose.
Ooh, because that's a tough, like, just be like, hey, you know what, boyfriend? I'm going to pick her up from the airport. You good? You know what? You stay home. You get something relaxed. You know, you get the roses and all that stuff ready to go at home.
I think if you tell anybody, you talk to your friend, say, hey, I don't want to ruin a proposal for you, but it sounds like you might want to break up here just so you know this is happening. Hello.
Man, I think that, she should talk him out of it. I would say, like, you know, man, you know, she's going to get off the plane. She's going to be cranky, jet lagged. You know, maybe it's not a good time to do that kind of thing. You know, I don't think this is a good time. I totally just talk him out of it.
So help him plan it by telling him that idea is stupid.
You know, you should think of a better idea than when someone's coming off the plane. Like, this is a bad, bad, bad idea.
Okay, an option. Hello?
Pretend like there is something super urgent that you all need to get to that you booked for, like some dinner or something like that, just to get them out of the airport. So, like, be like, we got to hurry up and go get your baggage. Oh, we got to, because then he won't have time to sit and propose. And then you can actually sit and have more time to think of a better plan.
So ruin the airport proposal, get him in the car as soon as possible, and then improvise.
Yeah, he's not going to propose to you in the car on the way to dinner.
Okay. These are really complicated ideas. Why wouldn't you just call your friend and say, hey, I got to tell you something. Would that be easier?
That's probably the easiest. Text club saying, tell her, just tell him. Somebody saying, just tell him that she wouldn't want a public proposal. So
there
don't do it at the airport. That's probably the best advice that we've gotten so far. Do not tell him, because maybe once she knows he wants to take things to the next level, she might change her mind on breaking up with him. So talk to her first. But that's the hard thing is, like, I mean, you're going to have that conversation while she's on her way to the airport, or maybe she's busy rushing around. You know what I mean? Like, that's the tough part, is getting a conversation with her before she gets to the airport.
Do you think you have an inclination, Alicia, what you're going to do here? Do you think you're going to say something? You just sit back and twiddle your thumbs? You do not know yet?
I've decided that, I don't know, I don't think I'm going to tell him. I think I'm going to let her. It's not my relationship. It's her relationship, you know. I'm going to let her, he wants to do it. I'm not going to tell him not to, because that's not my place. But I am going to mention to her that he mentioned that when she got back, he was going to propose, so that she's kind of ready, so she knows what to say if he does.
I'm going to be honest, you really terrified me there for a second, because you're kind of going with the not my circus, not my monkeys route, and I was feeling kind of bad for your friend, but then you saved yourself. Yeah, I think talking to her is probably not a bad move.
It probably is, too. I was like, wait, where are we going with this, Alicia? What airport do I need to be at? In the cities, or is that Hector? Where am I going?
We'll be filming this one, but we appreciate you being on. Good luck with everything. Hope the convo goes well.
Thank you.
Yep, talk to you later. Hey, I'm around my little victory, not too far off, just celebrating those little things that are, it's just good news after Uptown Funk. Y94 Playhouse.